here's a story from The World.
Joe Biden has a new $2 trillion plan to help save the planet. The Democratic presidential candidate is presenting a more aggressive plan to tackle climate change.
When Donald Trump thinks about climate change, the only word he can muster is hoax. When I think about climate change, the word I think of is jobs.
That was Biden in Wilmington yesterday unveiling his new plan. The World's environment correspondent, Carolyn Beeler, joins me now. What stands out about this plan, Carolyn?
Carol, this plan really does more and faster than the larger climate change plan that Biden's campaign originally announced last summer. That 2019 plan pledged $1.7 trillion in climate investment over 10 years. This one pledges $2 trillion in just 4 years. It also sets a new target for clean energy, so all electricity generated in the U.S. would be carbon-free by 2035. That's a really big change in a really short amount of time, and is very ambitious compared to what other countries are planning for. I talked to Takeshi Karamochi from this international climate policy think tank, New Climate Institute, and he called the prospect of reaching that goal daunting.
Even the European Union hasn't committed to full decarbonization of electricity in such a short time frame. So even compared to some of the countries that are considered advanced in terms of climate policy, this is one of the most ambitious ones.
So it's ambitious. How else is it different from the larger climate plan that you mentioned Biden released last summer?
It's a lot more domestically focused. So last summer's plan was really painting Biden as the inheritor of the globalist climate policy legacy of President Obama. So it was all about getting back into the Paris Climate Agreement, ending fossil fuel subsidies all around the world. And it really focused on leaning on China to get it to be a more aggressive actor when it comes to climate change. But fast forward to today, we're in the middle of a pandemic. We're in an economic downturn. A lot of people are out of jobs. So he is rather obviously pivoting toward climate change as an opportunity for jobs. We heard that in a clip earlier. Clean energy jobs, jobs building more resilient infrastructure and mass transit, jobs making buildings more energy efficient, jobs in electric vehicle manufacturing, really framing climate change right now in this moment as a jobs opportunity.
But even as the Biden campaign doubles down on these domestic issues and takes a domestic approach to climate change, I understand China still gets some attention in his new plan.
That's right. China is still framed as sort of the country to beat in developing a clean energy economy. China has pulled ahead as a leader on electric vehicle manufacturing, and Biden says he'll vigorously enforce trade rules and mandate that the government buy electric vehicles to create, you guessed it, 1 million jobs in auto manufacturing, supply chains, and auto infrastructure.
The U.S. auto industry and its deep bench of suppliers will step up, expanding capacity so that the United States, not China, leads the world in clean vehicle production.
So, Carolyn, how likely is it that if he's elected, Joe Biden could deliver on these very big promises?
Well, he would need support of Congress to push through a lot of the initiatives that he has proposed. So that is a question we won't be able to even begin to answer until November.
The World's environment correspondent, Carolyn Beeler. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Carol.